This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Lula, L-U-L-A, Irvin, I-R-V-I-N, like November. Date of birth 11/30 of 1938. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Irvin, who was seen in consultation on March 25th of this year for fluctuating abnormal creatinine levels. Since that time, she did have a stroke, and that caused her to have a car accident in June of this year. So she was hospitalized for treatment and then had some rehabilitation, and she is unable to drive still, at least for 6 months, until after she's reevaluated by the Secretary of State for appropriateness in the ability to drive. She's hoping that will occur, but that evaluation won't happen until December of this year. She is here with a friend who is her driver today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the maximum dose losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 125 once a day, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 150 pounds, pulse 96, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 146 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema, and she has no focal neurological signs at this point and seems cognitively intact. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 18th, 2025. Creatinine is slightly improved. It's 1.07. Estimated GFR is 51. Calcium 10.3, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.4. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 10.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue having labs checked every 3 months. 2, hypertension, near to goal. She'll continue the losartan with hydrochlorothiazide daily, and she'll be checking blood pressure once or twice a day at various times during the day to see if the levels change morning versus afternoon versus evening. 2, anemia of chronic disease. Hemoglobin and hematocrit are not low enough to require treatment, so we will continue to monitor that with the quarterly labs. And 4, type 2 diabetes, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.